resources God placed in the earth were the emeralds, the diamonds, the ruby, the topaz, the onyx. Every other resource you need to handle any problems in the earth must come from heaven.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
We are to use heaven resources to establish the earth. So now Adam is standing there looking out. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you my research. I can't get into everything. Like I said, you research it. What I'm telling you is there. You know. You can go get it. Adam is standing there, and he's preparing to venture out. And God said, it's not good that man should be all one. Mm-hmm. Got it? Yeah. But he's preparing to redo everything. Now, let's look at some of the tools that Adam have, the main three tools that he has to redo it. First, he has the Father. Second, he has the Word. And third, he has the Holy Spirit. He has those three, but those three you can't lose.
Amen.
When you got the Father on your side, you got the Word and the Holy Spirit. Listen, you somebody.
Amen.
Say, I'm somebody.
I'm somebody.
I'm telling you, you are a leader.
Yes.
Now watch. He's looking at all this plane and seeing all this mess, but yet his assignment or his delegated assignment is to repopulate this area with heaven. And he has all those tools. But the first tool he must use is his image or imagination. Because now he must see what's not seeable, but yet see it so that it can become seeable. He must see what's not there, so what's there he can see. Because it's a desolated area, it's full of everything, and yet his image of leadership or imagination now is at such a high place that he doesn't even have to touch anything. He can just imagine it and speak it, and it happens. Come on, you got to see this. This is what's going on. This is how we were made from the beginning. That's why when the fall took place, it was spiritual and mental. He lost the ability to imagine heaven because he had no longer access to heaven because he lost the spirit. What we've let society do to us, and we're going to be free of that today, this fall of society, is they've taken our imagination from us. And we've stopped dreaming and imagining further. And we haven't used heaven resources. We fit in with earth resources and we say we're comfortable, but we know inside there's much more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be free of that today.
Amen.
That's why when the fall took place, they used to commune with the Father. And in Genesis 3, it says when God came looking for them, they now ran from him. Because their mindset had fallen to such a place that they couldn't even imagine being with him again. Come on, you got to see this. They once sat with him in a place called the place of meeting. And they worshiped him. And now they're running and hiding from him. And when he caught up to them, in the original language, it says his presence showed up. And it says we hid ourselves because we are afraid and we were naked. He said, who told you you were naked?
Yeah, my God.
He never addressed the afraid because he is who he says he is. Fear, he doesn't even think of. It doesn't even come in his mind. He doesn't even imagine fear because he doesn't know what it is.
Yes.
He doesn't know what fear is because he is I am. And everything he says happens.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Write this down. Unusual methods are the standard for leaders. Unusual methods are the standard for leaders. You put on a planet to bring a government to this earth, and all you have to do is use your imagination.
Yeah.
Satan knows that, so he made you fall or not trust, and he messed with your confidence or your identity, and you now can't imagine anything more than your hands can work for.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that's what's going on now. He can't surpass the work of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's why later on he said, I will bless the work of your hands. Because he's trying to get them to understand something. You fall into a lower level. Your mind, your imagination is gone. You're not even dreaming anymore. That's why later on in Psalms, when they brought the children of Israel out and the writer is writing, he said, they came to us, those that held us in captive, and they said, sing to us the songs of Zion. Sing to us the songs of freedom. They said, how can we sing these songs in a strange land? And then later on it says, and when our captivity had freed us, when he had freed us from our captivity, it says, we were like those that dreamed. Come on, you got to see this thing now. He's telling you, we imagine this freedom. Now we're free. Our captivity was like a dream. But this is what we've been believing for. Yes. See, the world is trying to hold you captive in your mind so you won't follow what God says and you won't understand the image of leadership. And if you don't understand you are a leader, you will let them tell you how to dream. You will let them tell you what you can have. You will let them tell you how far your businesses can go. Come on, you got to see that. They will set limits on you because they are afraid of you.
Yes, true. That's true. Very true.
They're afraid of you becoming who you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Watch. Unusual methods are the standard for leaders. I'm going to go through three of them quickly. And please go back and read them. We're going to talk about David. Let's talk about David first. Go to 1 Samuel 17 quickly. I want you to see that you're going to have to start getting outside the box. And we're going to tell you how to do it. Show you, but they're going to tell you how to do it. And then we're going to release you to do it. You're going to practice here, and then we're going to release you to do it. So you can practice it all the time. When you practice this, you are going to laugh because it's so simple that we left it out. And you will never have to carry another burden in your life. I'll say it again. You will never have to carry another burden in your life. You will stop carrying those burdens. You will cast those cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. You know the story of David and Goliath. But there are some keys here that we need to touch really quick. We know that Goliath was a huge man. We know he was part of Goliath of Gath. We know where all that stuff came from. We talked about that in God, heaven, and angels. But the key is this. Anytime you are confronted with a situation or confronted as a leader, unusual methods are standard for us. Leaders frustrate people.
Yes, they do.
And I'll tell you why. Because leaders, we see things working and we still want to mess with it. Things can be working fine. We still want to tweak something. And leaders have this thing about them that they're trying to get 20 things done at once. They're trying to do 20 things and they're trying to get people to help them. The people don't half understand what they're saying because they're trying to explain something and move to the next thing because what they're trying to explain has already been old news to them. And so they're trying to get all this stuff done and people around them are going, what are they doing? They're like, pastor, you driving this guy, you do all this stuff. He's like, do this, do this. And then finally, when you sit down and talk to him, you're like, okay, did you do what I asked you to do? We don't even understand you.
Right.
You didn't explain it to us. Leaders are the most frustrating people you can deal with on the planet because they see so many things at the same time. They're trying to explain something to you. I see this, now I see that. Then I see this, and I see, here we are, we're trusting, we're moving into our own building, and pastor, you're talking about four other churches.
Okay.
Come on. Here we are getting into our own building, you're talking about this school, that school, this. You're talking about all these things, and we're not even in our school. You're not in there, I'm there. So I'm trying to get you to imagine.
Come on now.
Watch, you're going to see this is powerful. Unusual methods are the standard for leaders.
Yeah.
1 Samuel 17, David is talking to Goliath. And I want you to understand, even the king Saul spoke to him before he went out to battle when he was in his tent. And he began to tell David about Goliath's history. And he began to tell him, and I'm putting it in modern vernacular, all he does is fight with spear and sword. All he does is have javelin, spear, and sword. He was raised, fighting. He's a fighter. That's all he does. And he said, now take my armor. And David said, I can't use your armor. He put it on. It's clumsy. He said, no. He said, my father, God, he said he delivered me from the lion and the bear. Come on. He delivered me from the lion and the bear. Surely he can deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Are you understanding? He's telling me he doesn't have covenant here.
Yes.
So watch. In verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword and with spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in what?
The name of the Lord of hosts.
the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled.
Yes.
So he's letting him know, your weapons are what you are familiar with.
Yes.
I stand with the God of the armies of Israel, and he sent me in his word. Mm. In his word, it's unusual method. It's not going to be the same. Mm. Watch this. It's very key. Go to verse 48. So it was, same chapter, 1748. So it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone. And he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead. See that? And he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
There was no sword in the hand of David.
Yes.
Unconventional method.
Yes.
Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword.
Yes.
I'm telling you, your enemies have swords that are waiting for you to take. And drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it.
Yes.
Unconventional method.
Unconventional.
Listen, a shepherd with a five stones in a pouch and a slingshot. Goliath don't know how to fight against no slingshot. He's used to a javelin, a sword, and a shield. Come on. He's not used to a little boy, a little 13-year-old boy, with a slingshot and a stone. He considered him no threat. But guess what? The God of the armies of Israel. Come on. The God of the armies of Israel used an unconventional method to slay Goliath. Your enemies only know how to fight what they've been trained in. Because they have no imagination, they can't access the kingdom. And since they can't access it, they're looking for you to fight on their ground, their level. But I'm telling you, you think higher than them. Your thoughts are higher than theirs. Come on, you got to see this. You don't have to fight conventional. You fight unconventional. Come on, a stone sank in his head. Unconventional methods. Leaders don't use conventional methods. When you need your bill paid, you don't stand there and stomp in front of the ATM. You speak to that thing. Standing there crying out loud. That's what they do. What do you do, leader? Come on, call it in. What do you do?
Call it in.
See, what we do is they tricked us. Our imaginations are at rest. We don't even dream anymore. Christ said to enter the kingdom, you must become like a little child.
Yes.
You must think beyond anything you're going to see this today is going to change you, and you're going to leave here so full of faith towards your Father that you may even meet him on the way in the parking lot.
Right.
Okay. See, I know you can't handle that, but the young men on the road to Emmaus, they met him. They were walking and talking about him. Let me say it slow one more time. They were walking and talking about the things they heard concerning him, and he showed up. He did not walk behind them and tiptoe and run up to them. They were walking and he showed up. And they looked high. Okay. See, what we do is we've let the world bring us down to the point. We got to wait for the rapture. We got to wait for this. No. Where's that written here? Paul said some of us have entertained angels unknowingly. Some of the people you thought were people, those were angels. Sometimes you've seen people and never seen them again in your life. You don't know. But because they brought your image down, and you forgot whose image you were in. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.